a business that you are obsessed with, built on the effortless feminine frequency, breaking all the freaking rules, having a lot of fun, and being a match for big money. This is Big Business Energy with Milana Saranok. So today's episode is for you if you are someone that sees people talking about these epic, incredible quantum leaps all the time, and you get stuck in either why the hell has this not happened for me yet, or a sense of like, holy shit, my business is just growing so slowly and something must be wrong. I know there is someone that needs to hear what I'm about to say, because there is a glorification of quantum leaps. There is sound so fucking juicy, so good, so fancy, so, oh my God, I want a quantum leap, right? They sound so good. And the truth is, in glorifying quantum leaps so much, we have really demoted and diminished the power of slow, steady growth, the power of actually putting in work, the power of evolution, the power of actually working at something and blood, sweat, and tears. And I want to speak to the duality of getting to have both. But in having both, you actually can't demonize and diminish the importance of slow, steady growth, because that is one of life's greatest pleasures. One of the best things that we get to experience in this human form is a striving for something, is this achievement. It's like doing something to get to a goal. And I think here's like how I look at it and how I see it. Quantum leaps only come as a result of doing the deep inner work for a long period of time. I'm going to give you an example that's going to make a lot of sense. I want you to imagine an athlete, someone who is training to be a professional swimmer. She wants to swim in the Olympics. She wants to compete in all the incredible world competitions, swimming competitions, and that's like going to be her career, right? And I want you to see this person 10 years from, you know, this today, and there she is standing on the podium, number one spot, receiving a gold medal. She won a gold medal swimming the butterfly for her country. She is number one. She's never won first place before, never won a gold medal before. And so everyone is like, wow, this is a quantum leap. This is huge. She came out of nowhere. She was the underdog. Like, here she is. She won. Like, where did this person come from? Wow. This is her big shining moment. She's finally known. Up until now, no one really knew who she was. No one knew her name. Now the whole country is celebrating her. Media outlets are calling her up. Everyone wants to speak to her. Like, she is the it girl of the moment. And it looks like a huge quantum leap. And it is. It's not that it looks like. It is a quantum leap. In that moment, what she has accomplished, what she has achieved, is undoubtedly a quantum leap. Now, at the exact same time, I want you to also picture this. In those 10 years before she won this gold, here she is every single morning at 5 a.m. Her alarm goes off. Ring, 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 ring. And she jumps out of bed every single morning, even on the days that she's tired. She doesn't feel like it. She's not up for it. She jumps out of bed. She drives to her local pool and she's swimming laps. She gets in the water, whether it's winter, whether it's summer, she's swimming laps. Then she comes home. Then she does daily life things. Maybe she's studying, doing other things. Then she goes and she trains, and then she does laps again, day in and day out, day in and day out, for years and years and years. So can you see how that quantum leap was only possible because she was willing to do this, because she did this? Can someone just wake up one morning, enter the Olympics, go and win a gold medal, never having swam a day in their life before, never having trained, never nothing? No, no, absolutely not. The quantum leap is because of everything that has been built up until that moment, what they have done, and then it accumulates into one big quantum leap moment. And this is how it is with business. This is what we forget. This is what we're not told. This is what we don't see behind the scenes. We see someone and they're like, I entered the online coaching space and I made $10,000 in my first month, or I made $100,000 in 3 months, or I had my first $100,000 month my first year in business. And it's a fucking quantum leap. It's like, wow, right? And it's not accomplishment to be diminished, because they're epic, they're huge, right? That's incredible. It's absolutely a quantum leap. But here's what you don't see. You don't see that different people enter the industry at different levels of evolution and growth. And so what is someone's quantum leap, and it looks like it happened so fast, was probably because they have been doing so much work behind the scenes all the way up until that moment, even before they enter the coaching industry, the online space. You know, sometimes we have people coming in and they skyrocket really fast and we're like, what, how? I've been doing this for ages. Like, how is this person moving at such a fast pace? And like, we all fall into that comparison. And I want you to really understand that the reason why someone looks like they're moving faster or are moving faster is because we're all coming in at different levels of evolution. The person that comes in and they're like, you know, hitting the ground running, they're doing all the things, they're making money really fast, they can be coming in with a really high level of emotional intelligence. They can be coming in with a really high level of self-awareness. They can be coming in with a really high frequency energetically. Like, they're clean. Their money mindset might be absolutely incredible. They've attuned so fast. And then like, the marketing pieces fall into place really fast. The strategies fall into place really fast, versus someone coming in who hasn't done a day of personal development in their life. And it might take them a bit longer because their emotional intelligence isn't as high enough to hold the ups and downs. You know, they're showing up for 3 days and then no one buys, and now they're plugging out because, oh shit, no one buys this. This means something bad about me. This is embarrassing. I have to stop showing up. And so they're like in and out, and of course they're not going to see the movement as fast. And while meanwhile, the other person is moving every day, and this is stacking to create massive momentum, to create a massive, quote, quantum leap, unquote. And this is what I really want people to understand, and why I try and tell people all the time to not compare their day one to someone else's day 300. And also, and even more importantly, don't compare your day 300 to someone else's day 300. They're different, right? Because what they did in the 299 preceding days is going to be different to what you did. And they could have been moving so much. Like, someone could be coming into the online space and they've had like 3 businesses and they've, you know, like, just had all of these life things happen where they've had to evolve and raise their consciousness really, really fast. And now they're like accelerating at crazy quantum speed. And another person is coming in and like, they've never even known the online world existed. And they haven't really had to like have any big consciousness breakthroughs up until now. And now this is their initiation phase. This is that moment for them. And it look on the outside, it looks like they're moving slow, but like, they're actually not. They're like having a massive paradigm shift. They're like up leveling in all of these levels that we might not necessarily see. And as long as they stay at it, they're going to have the quantum leap. They're gonna see that huge leap that, you know, looks like it's an overnight success. It looks like it just happened. And I bet, I know, there is someone listening to this right now and you're thinking of an example that discredits this. You're like, well, maybe, but there is this one person, and I know they weren't very evolved or conscious and they still had a quantum leap or whatever it is. And I want you to really put that aside for a minute, because it's never what you think. It's never what you think. You actually don't ever know what someone has been doing behind the scenes, how much they have been evolving, and why or why not certain things are not working out or happening as fast. It's not even about things working out. It's really just like a perceived level of fast, right? And so these quantum leaps, things that we see as quantum leaps, when they happen, like, I've stopped really glorifying them in my business. I celebrate them when they happen because I'm like, fuck yes, this is epic, right? So I love them. I'm not someone to be like, whatever, I don't care about this. But I also love the slow, hard, steady growth. I love putting in the effort, because I know that me doing this over and over again, really stacking this stacking energy, is what is going to accumulate in a leap, is what's going to accumulate in like this big snowball effect. When it comes to sales, I talk about this all the time. I talk about this when I'm talking about, like, the day you decide you're going to show up and sell every day, you decide you are starting to roll your little snowball. And if you imagine a snowball, the moment you start rolling it down a hill, it doesn't just roll, right? It's like this tiny little thing. You actually have to like shape it. You have to push it along. You have to like continue to push, push, push. Eventually though, it gets big enough where you can take your hand off it. It's got momentum. It's rolling down the hill on its own. And as it rolls down, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just like exponentially bigger. And then you're like, damn, that snowball's really big. Quantum leap. But you didn't see the moment that I had to grab all that snow. I had to shape it in a little bowl. I had to push it down the hill until it could start rolling on its own, right? So this is the way that I see quantum leaps. And this is why I say to people, like, you, once you start to put in consistent effort, once you start to show up and sell consistently, the quantum leap is inevitable. But you need to be focusing more on stacking energy versus a quantum leap. Because if the only thing that you're looking at and if the only measure of your success is, did I have a quantum leap? You're going to be very disappointed. You're not going to enjoy your business. It's not going to be a business you're obsessed with. Come on, let's face it. It's going to be like a dread, like, oh, why hasn't it happened for me yet? And that is not the vibe. Like, that's not the fucking vibe at all. The vibe is, I love this every day. I'm having the time of my life every day. And the moment that I understand that this is going to stack up into a massive momentum, massive leap, is the moment that I know the most important thing is for me to keep going. The most important thing is for me to just keep that snowball rolling. And this is what I talk about in like so many ways to my clients, and what I really talk about when it comes to selling consistently, selling online consistently. This is the biggest thing. The biggest thing that changed my business, the biggest thing that had an impact on like sales, on my mindset, of how I showed up, like everything. This is also what I really talk about inside Sold Out Bootcamp, which is my 30-day story sales system, where I give you scripts to like show up and sell every single day for 30 days. So you can build that momentum. You can build that snowball. And it's not about like, oh, you post one story and you have like 500 people reaching out. Although that could absolutely happen, it's about, can we build the momentum and the consistency to show up every day and get the snowball rolling? Because if you do and you continue doing that, you are going to experience a quantum leap. Inevitably, you're going to have a quantum spike in sales. Inevitably. And by the way, Sold Out Bootcamp is open right now with a discount. So if you want to jump in, this is an excellent time to be jumping in, because it's just like one of those programs that really pushes you, especially if you've been in a lull or if you've been taking things like slow but without intention. You're just kind of like floating in between and you really are ready to create that sustained momentum. This is it. And the best part about it is it's done for you. You don't have to actually sit and come up with ideas every day. There are scripts, like slide by slide scripts, that are extremely high converting, extremely valuable, extremely intentional, that you obviously are going to create and shape in to be relevant to you and your niche. But like, it's done for you. And it's just one of the best damn programs I've ever created. I love it so much. And if you wanted to check it out, you can go to the link in the show notes to find that. But the point is really this. don't diminish the importance of slow, steady growth over time, because slow, steady growth over time is a prerequisite, a necessary prerequisite for a quantum leap. And so if you are seeing everyone around you having these quantum leaps, just like, wow, like accelerating, know that you don't know what the journey was up until they made it to this point and what they've had to work through and do and transcend and all the things, because we're all on different life paths in this lifetime. And just trust your path, trust that you're on the right path, and trust that if you continue stacking and if you continue the momentum, it's just inevitable that you too are going to experience a quantum leap. So I hope this encouraged you. I hope this gave you some comfort. I hope this has you fired up to be like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna show up every freaking day from now on. And I hope this is the reason why you continue to stay in the game, because you can't win a game you don't play. So stay in the freaking game and watch that quantum leap happen.